on the Officer Jack McLam program. The Officer Jack McLam program coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And here at our two police and military associations, I'm that old retired cop Jack McLam back with you again this Sunday. Good to be back with you, folks. By the way, for those that don't know it, tomorrow is my birthday, July 18th. I'll be 67 years old, okay, as of tomorrow. And I hope to have a nice celebration tomorrow, but we'll see, okay? Good to be back with you, folks. Don't forget that the second hour today on the Officer Jack McLam program is totally open phone. Totally open phones the second hour, okay? And closer to the top of the first hour, before we go into the second hour, I'll give out that call-in number so you can call in if you'd like to say a few words or ask a question. Okay, here we go. Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center, a hate-mongering group on the landscape of America. The Spokane County Sheriff's Office recently held a training session run by the Southern Poverty Law Center for those unfamiliar with SPPLC. It's the major left-wing self-proclaimed watchdog of so-called right-wing extremists. It does domestic surveillance, now under the despicable Department of Homeland Insecurity, using your hard-earned tax dollars. For 30 years, it has cultivated an image masking its true intentions, which are anti-liberty, anti-American, anti-constitution, anti-Christian, and anti-anything or anyone who loves America. And that's true, folks. The Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center put out a list here last year of 20 of their most hated persons and groups in America, and they were all standing up for God and country and for the Constitution. And I was number 17 on that list, Officer Jack McLam, because I teach police officers and soldiers about their constitutional oath. So they hate my guts. They really do, the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesis, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've fallen and I can't get up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, Idaho, USA. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Going to go right back to this report on the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center. Actually, their name is Southern Poverty Law Center, but I read so much about them. They are poverty pimps, okay? They take in a lot of money across this country, supposedly to pay out to poor people, but they keep it all for themselves. They just give probably 1% out to poor people in the South. Okay, let's go back to this report. It does domestic surveillance now under the despicable Department of Homeland Insecurity. Using your hard-earned tax dollars. For 30 years, it has cultivated an image masking of its true intentions, which are anti-liberty, anti-American, anti-Constitution, anti-Christian, and anti-anything or anyone who loves America. They hate America. The modus operandi smear and link legitimate patriot groups with real hate groups like the KKK, which is run by the FBI today, folks, and the CIA. Yes, the KKK is run by the CIA and the FBI today to keep hate going across the country. I've known a couple people in the KKK over the years, and they say that the FBI and the CIA runs the group today. The goal, destroy those seeking restoration of America's values by using media lies and guilt by association. The Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center offers police training by request to teach officers to recognize so-called hate groups and their alleged threat potential in their local community. And that's Christians, patriots, and constitutionalists that they call hate groups. During the brainwashing in Spokane, our friend Jeff Williams was called out by name in photo as an example of a constitutionalist. He was described as potentially dangerous by the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center. Jeff's writings have appeared often in the Palouse Patriot, which I'm reading from right now, folks. And he received our high five in March 2011. Below, Jeff describes his reaction to being a targeted individual. And here's one of his quotes. Being named this way in front of law enforcement is chilling, especially considering that I am a law-abiding citizen with no criminal record as a police officer. However, this is not without historical precedent. Groups like the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center have been used in the past to deter political opposition, and I believe that the goal is simply to shut me up. I am not going to shut up. I am not going away. I am not going to stop fighting to restore the Constitution and our republic. Jeff is in good company. The Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center also lists Matt Shea, another friend of ours, a Washington state representative, in their Dirty Dozen legislators. He and Jeff are both men of integrity who stand for God, limited government, and states' rights. That is by Rick and Carolyn Kite, okay, that produces the Palouse Patriot. Okay, folks, let's go to something else here. The U.S. military could be shut down by secret backdoor. Editor's note, the following report is accepted from Joseph Ferris G2 Bulletin, the premium online newsletter published by the founder of WorldNet Daily. Okay. Sources have confirmed that the U.S. Department of Defense over recent months purchased 59,000 microchips to use in military or Navy equipment that control everything from missiles to transponders, according to a report in Joseph Ferris' G2 Bulletin. But all the chips turned out to be cheap knockoffs from China, and they ultimately were not installed, according to sources. Besides being subject to failure, the chips also were designed with a back door, which would have allowed the chip and the device it controlled to be shut down remotely at any time, sources report. Keep in touch with the most important breaking news stories with critical developments around the globe with Joseph Ferris' G2 Bulletin, the premium online news source edited and published by the founder of WorldNet Daily. Had the flaw not been detected in the chips could have shut down U.S. warships, aircraft, advanced weapon systems, and encoded transponders that distinguish friendly aircraft from hostile attackers. The revelation is only the latest in a series of incidents that have sent off alarm bells in the Pentagon. Communist China previously was found to have been actively pursuing placing backdoors in computer equipment in the U.S. In several cases have been uncovered in which internet-capable devices have had communist Chinese chips in them, which also provided a backdoor into the networks of devices were supposed to protect. The devices were attached not only to industrial and commercial networks, but also to networks that were defined as part of the nation's critical infrastructure. The problem is not unique to the U.S. February 3, 2010, we outlined how Britain's MI5 accused cyber intelligence agents from Communist China of attacking the U.S., the U.K. businesses with a goal of gaining commercial intelligence. The leaked MI5 document said undercover intelligence officers from the Communist China's People's Liberation Army and the Communist Chinese Ministry of Public Security approached UK businessmen at trade fairs and exhibitions with the offers of cameras and memory sticks. But the gifts were found to contain backdoors that provide the Communist Chinese with remote access to the business computers. In February 2005, the U.S. Department of Defense issued a report entitled High Performance Microchip Supply. There, the Defense Science Board Task Force stated, and I quote, "It is clear from recent trends in the microelectronics industry that a significant migration of critical and microelectronics manufacturing from the U.S. to other foreign countries has and will continue to occur. The rate of this technology migration is alarming because of the strategic significance this technology has on the U.S. economy and the ability of the U.S. to maintain a technological advantage in the Department of Defense. Government, commercial, and industrial sectors, our greatest concern lies in the microelectronics supplied for defense, national infrastructure, and intelligence applications." The report goes on to state that there is increasing pressure on microchip and integrated circuit suppliers to outsource their manufacturing operations offshore to lower costs. The report concludes that this move is contrary to the best interest of the Department of Defense. The report states that these foreign microchips open the possibility for backdoors or Trojan horses to be embedded into the microchips used for military applications. From the security standpoint, it would be much safer for the military to use commercial off-the-shelf components for their applications, since the supplier would not know the ultimate purchaser. But this is not practical because of the requirement of military places on the processing or purchasing process. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. And we're going to go right back to this report. From the security standpoint, it would be much safer for the military to use official or commercial off-the-shelf components for their applications, since the supplier would not know the ultimate purchaser. But this is not practical because the requirements the military places on the purchasing process, the requirements are so stringent that the microchips have very few commercial applications. Many times the supplier can look at a purchase order and determine that the chips will be used for military applications. The Defense Department report concludes that their suppliers face a major microchip supply problem that threatens the security and integrity of classified and sensitive circuit design information and the correct function of electronic systems. Okay, folks, that's that report. Readers today, related column from Joseph Serra, has American gone stark raving bonkers? Okay. All right. So, anyway, let's go to another report here. From the Palouse Patriot. Okay, America, an exceptional nation now or not? Question mark. America has the most prisoners per capita of any nation in the world. Why is that? Are Americans really six times more violent than our Canadian neighbors? Maybe the answer is the massive profits made by thuggish correctional officer union for having millions of people in prison. America loves war, as evidenced by our continuous and multiple wars. Since the end of World War II, the United States seems to relish starting a new war, even before finishing the previous one, and not one of them was constitutionally declared by Congress. That's the military, the outside military people that are making billions and billions off these wars, folks. That's who's keeping them going here. America props up foreign tyrants, then later decides to remove them. First, the CIA puts a dictator in power and illegally finances him. Then, after the despot has wreaked havoc in his country, the U.S. military is dispatched to take him out of power. America has legally condoned the murder of 50 million babies every day in the most enlightened nation in the history of mankind. 4,000 babies a day, lives are snuffed out even before they have had an opportunity to take a breath of fresh air in the womb, we're talking about. America provides the most customers to the foreign sex slave trade. America provides the most customers to the foreign sex slave trade. The majority of money spent for prostitution, including child sex, worldwide, comes from the United States. Private military contractors are heavily involved in these activities. America wages a phony war on drugs, but in reality craves them. Americans love drugs, using 60% of the world's drugs, but comprising just 5% of the world's population. This addiction will never end because those in power profit too heavily from the drug trade. And that's our federal government, folks. And the government of Mexico, the president of Mexico is involved in the drug trade down south of the border. America celebrates every perverted lifestyle, imagined or unimagined. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender lifestyles are being celebrated when even animals understand it is not natural. Government schools teach that these perversions are normal. That's the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender lifestyles, folks. Our schools are teaching our kids that the perversions are normal. America has large and famous cities that resemble third world countries. While the crown jewel of America, manufacturing, crumble and decay into war zones, the U.S. has built the largest and most expensive foreign embassy in the world in Baghdad, Iraq. That is not an embassy, folks. It is a staging area for the New World Order.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lase, MEDINC.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. We're going to go back to this report. America takes greed and corruption to a level never before known. Chicago politics, Washington, D.C. depravity and criminality, K Street lobbyists, Wall Street gluttony, dot-com bubble, housing bubble, renewable energy bubble on the way. Need we say more? If Ronald Reagan came back to life, would he see his shining city on a hill, or would he give Americans a severe scolding? I believe he'd give us a severe scolding, folks, because we deserve it. The majority of the problems listed above are directly attributed to politicians and government bureaucrats at every single level. They are utterly incompetent or too corrupt to make the right decisions. There may be only 3% of politicians with true integrity, and for that reason, there is no political solution to extricate us from this dilemma. The federal government can only be influenced by massive amounts of money and power, which places control into the hands of a few evil people in the nation. And that's true, folks. We're controlled today by the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan leadership, okay? On the positive side, America still has a remnant of good people and plenty of untapped natural resources to escape a complete meltdown. Additionally, a miracle from God is also a possibility. But Americans must return to being producers instead of consumers, because the America we once knew has died of consumption. Are there enough Americans who are willing to sacrifice their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to restore America to a shining city on a hill? When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. An old Chinese proverb. God will provide the leader for America when America deserves it. And we don't deserve it right now, folks. We just don't deserve it. Okay. Let's see. We've got some time left before the second hour, which is open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program. Let's call it what it is. As Americans, we spend a great deal of time navigating and hacking our way through the dialectic jungle. Things are rarely called by their real name today. Things are most often called by what they aren't to disguise the true agenda. This is true. This is the truth about the change agent who promotes the dialectic. They don't tell you that what it is, but they can tell you what it is not, such as this time of man. So you are now asking, what is it? It is a plan. The plan is a simple one. The newspapers controlled, television and media controlled in general, will announce an immediate, imminent attack. The sheeple will be instructed not to resist, much like the television show America, with a K-A at the end, where the Russians took over the country without a fight and then directed people to assemble in a meeting hall, in the meeting halls, schools, and churches. Let us identify the enemy and the players in this satanic hoax. I contend that the imminent attack or invader is not a person, country, or political group. It is a faceless foe who they have named terrorism, like our leaders in Washington District of Criminals. You are being conditioned to refrain from resisting. And the perfect example would be the policies of the new organization called the TSA, who employ an army of degenerates, and they have assigned us the role of victim. We do not resist as they shove their indecent hands into our pants and grope us about the loins and photograph our naked bodies and revel privately amongst themselves as they gloat over their captives. Not only will they be judged by their actions, but we too will be judged for our acquiescence to their actions. We have been told not to resist and to cave in to the lust of this rotten government leadership. Our enemy has adapted to the current condition of man. They have not yet groped and gathered the people of God into large assemblies because there are still too many godly men and women in this nation. This poses a grave problem for them, so it is imperative to adapt and that they have done. We now have one enemy that has many faces. We call them the Marshal Service, the FBI, the CIA, the ADL, and the SPPLC, the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center, and many more known and unknown. They are singling out men who are leaders or exceptionally brave or unwavering passionate. By making examples of such men, by symbolically, ritualistically slaughtering these few, they kill the spirit of many. Recently, a judge, a presided over the sacrificial ritual whereby a man called Lawyer Edgar Steele was found guilty of a non-existent crime, which never happened, and was named the defendant in this farce. There is one problem, though. He wasn't allowed to defend himself. A set of fraudulently concocted audio tapes were the centerpiece in Edgar Steele's conviction, and these tapes were examined by forensic audio technicians, the best in the world. They noted over 350 various defects in the tapes and were of the opinion that the tapes were built from many conversations secretly recorded, then spliced together to say what was needed to gain a conviction against Lawyer Edgar Steele. The experts in the field were not allowed to speak to the jury. Truth to power, and their testimony was deemed inadmissible. So here we have it. A satanic priest, the judge, built a ritualistic sacrificial ceremony. The dialectic was employed as the defendant was not allowed to defend himself. Then death was the sentence because Edgar Steele is elderly, very ill, and being deprived of medical attention, and any sentence will be a death sentence to him. Satan's captains, Morris Sleaze and Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Pimp Law Center, are no doubt celebrating this victory in demonic glee. Prior to this event, we witnessed other ceremonies known as Waco and Ruby Ridge, where the bloodlust was tremendous and the sacrifices numerous. We also saw a man called Ron Davenport assaulted and accused by the IRS. After considerable harassment, Ron was arrested and taken to jail. The charge was failure to tithe to Caesar, when it was clear no tithe was required. Tax evasion is taken very seriously by the IRS, and surely there are those who owe such a tax, but not in this case. The real crime was that Ron had, for years, held a series of weekly public meetings where the agenda was to learn the true nature of government, taxation, freedom, and common law and liberty. So he was a problem for the government. Unraveling the web of deceit in this country is a big and tremendous, tedious job, and these folks gathered to research and help one another understand the complex world which we live. In essence, Ron was served a summons and complaint in June 2008 by the IRS for foreclosure and collection in the amount of $260,000. He was evicted from his home, and his home was sold to the lowest bidder. While in the court battle, Ron started a process which would have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that he did not owe the taxes. At the end of the process, Ron placed liens on the government. On the day of the final eviction, Ron was arrested and jailed for 5 weeks and is now out on house arrest awaiting trial for filing false liens, which is now a criminal offense. Recently, it has become clear that the IRS didn't even perform an actual audit, but rather pulled a really big number out of the thin air. Then after the real audit, the amount drastically changed to $260,000 and became $122,000. To make the long story short, Ron was not allowed himself has not allowed himself to be compromised and is resisting the forces of evil as the Bible instructs us to do. Ron launched a counterattack and is filing a complaint for damages against the United States. It seems their original complaint is in direct conflict with their own rules and regulations. The IRS committed fraud by forcing people to report on the wrong form. This is illegal in many ways, but suffice it to say, Ron was set up and charged for what amounts to nothing. There we have a dialectic in action again. Recently, we saw a young man charged with planting a bomb at the Martin Luther King Day parade, and this bomb hoax changed daily. Isn't even verified. It was a bomb just because they said it was, and the man is now in jail with another Edgar Steele setup. The terrorists are indeed walking among us, and their identity is daily becoming more apparent to those of us who get it. It's our government terrorists. John Morgan Duty the Second. Okay, folks. Can't we all just get along? This is Rick Keist who puts out the Palouse Patriot. The United States government is more divisive and racist than any right-wing group the Main Street media accuses of such behavior. Census questionnaires illustrate that the injustice system proves it day after day. A small group of people were reported as missing in Southern California, but were easily found in a park praying. A local official reported that they appeared to be a cult, like the Catholic Church cult, and had an unorthodox approach to Western religion. Therefore, the leader was taken into custody for psychiatric evaluation. These officials are the same ones who say there is a separation of church and state, which is not true, folks. And that's in the communist constitution. The Russian constitution has that in it, folks, not our constitution. So why doesn't the government stay out of the church? And of course, the ignorant media, controlled media, was ever so happy to make a big deal out of this story, because they're controlled by the government. What disgusting hypocrites you bunch of vipers are. I'm talking about government officials and the controlled media. Don't you have better things to do than harass people trying to live in peace? A person can't do anything nowadays in this country without the government wanting to control it. That group of people may have a very different way of expressing their religious beliefs, but that doesn't give anyone the right to single them out for harassment. Government control of every aspect of our lives must stop, or we the people will put a stop to it. It is not a threat. It is a prediction of what is to come. If you officials have a problem with those who have an unorthodox approach to religion, start with mosques, with Muslims, and take them in for psychiatric evaluation. That might actually go a long way towards upholding your motto to protect and serve. Rick Keist. Rick Keist is the... the one that publishes the Palouse Patriot, P-A-L-O-U-S-E, P-A-L-O-U-S-E, Patriot. And when you get back, folks, I'll give you the contact to order this Palouse Patriot if you'd like to see copies of it. Okay? All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these important messages on RBN.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're about ready to go into the second hour. So get your pencils and papers, and I'll give that call-in number. But first of all, write this number down. This is to order the Palouse Patriot, okay, the newspaper that, paper that I've been reading these articles to you from. And here is how you can get a hold of the Palouse Patriot. Call Rick and Carolyn Keith, K-I-E-S-Z, at 509 area code 592-0365. That's 509 area code 592-0365. And tell him you'd like a copy of the Palouse Patriot to be sent to you, okay? And they'll tell you what the cost is. I don't know what the cost is because they mail it to me for free, okay? thank goodness, because I can use it on the air. They have a lot of good articles in there, folks. And here's the number to call in to my show today on open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program. Call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Remember, you got to put a 1 before the 800. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to say a few words or ask questions. Okay? All right. We're going to go into the second hour here very, very quickly. Okay? We'll see you on the other side of the second hour, folks. Thanks a lot for listening in today, and we'll be right back with you on the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And here at our two police and military associations, we're broadcasting from, okay? Okay, and let's see. I see that it's 57 minutes, and we should hear the music any time now. Okay, we have callers lining up right now. We've got Ron in Oklahoma, Everett in Tennessee, and David in Massachusetts. Okay, thanks for calling in, folks. Right back with you after the second hour comes on. Okay. Let's see. By the way, I guess you probably know this, but I'm a Vietnam veteran of the Vietnam War, and I never got over to Vietnam, but when I was 17, I joined the military and ask them to be in the SEAL team, because I was, at 17, I was well trained by Navy divers in Washington District of Criminals to use scuba gear. Okay, I was trained by Navy divers at 16, 17 years of age in Washington District of Criminals to use scuba gear, and I was in great shape. Nothing like I am today, but I was in great shape at 17 years of age. And they told me I could join the SEAL team, the underwater demolition team.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming.